This is Akashwani Itanagar. The news read by Hage Ani. President of India Draupadi Murmu will be the chief guest on Human Rights Day celebration at Vigyan Bhavan tomorrow. Human Rights Day is observed on 10th December every year to commemorate the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, which was adopted and proclaimed by the United Nations General Assembly in 1948. The National Human Rights Commission India views Human Rights Day as an opportunity for various stakeholders worldwide to reflect on their actions and responsibilities, ensuring that they do not contribute to the violation of human rights. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today launched Bima Sakhi Yojana at Panipat in Haryana to promote financial literacy and insurance awareness among women. This initiative of Life Insurance Corporation of India will empower women aged 18 to 70 years who are class 10th pass, providing specialized training and a stipend for the first 3 years. During the function, the Prime Minister distributed appointment certificates to prospective Bima Sakhis. To promote the use of millets in food products and encourage value addition, the Government of India launched the production-linked incentive scheme for millet-based products for the period financial year 2022-23 to financial year 2026-27 with an outlay of 800 crores. The scheme eliminates the threshold investment requirement, making it accessible to more applicants. To qualify for incentives, companies selected under the scheme must achieve a minimum year-on-year sales growth of 10% over the base year. The scheme incentivizes sales of branded ready-to-eat and ready-to-cook products in consumer packs that contain over 15% millet by weight or volume. The vibrant Ashtalakshmi Mahotsav, organized by Ministry of Development of Northeastern Region, hosted an exclusive buyer-seller meet that brought together buyers from the northeastern states and seller from various parts of the country. The event held at Bharat Mandapam, New Delhi, aimed to foster long-term business relationships between Northeast India's artisans and buyers. The buyer-seller meet facilitated direct business interactions between buyers and sellers from the Northeastern region across four key sectors, including textiles, sericulture, handloom and handicrafts, gems, jewellery and allied agriculture and horticulture and tourism. This platform encouraged bulk orders, long-term business relationships, and immediate trade deals to boost the economic development of the region. The centre today said that NABARD is giving monetary support for development of tribal areas under its Tribal Development Fund, and 1,029 projects have been sanctioned in the past 18 years. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman informed that these projects are aimed at providing sustainable livelihood opportunities to tribal families. Arunachal Pradesh-based NGO Youth Mission for Clean River was conferred the prestigious Excellence in Environment Conservation Award in Assam on Sunday at the Sadin Pratidin Group's Achiever Awards 2024. The NGO was recognized for its tireless efforts in combating pollution, restoring rivers, and promoting environmental sustainability. A two-day awareness program was conducted for the farmers of Hupaliang village of Haiyaliang, which was organized by the Anjao Krishi Vigyan Kendra on Saturday. In the program, 21 farmers benefited and were given awareness about the benefits and role of the nutritional kitchen gardening in enhancing household food and nutritional security. In the awareness program, in order to promote the adoption of nutritional kitchen gardening, the participants were provided with seasonal vegetable seeds and were encouraged to implement the concepts discussed during the training. The East Siang District Police conducted a surprise checking drive against violation of pollution norms by vehicle owners and drivers in different locations of Pasighat Township on Friday. The team imposed fine against vehicles without documents. The police also seized 11 motorcycles during the checking for violation of the MV Act and road safety rules. Lachit Thaumang, a progressive mushroom farmer from Juna 4 village of Namsai district, has been awarded the Millionaire Farmer of India District Award. The award function was organized by Krishi Jagran in collaboration with the ICAR at Pusa Mela ground from 1 to 3 December. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.